Hey guys, welcome to the pilot episode of Pod TV. I'm Freak in a Box.
I'm Cryptoflix.
I'm Fumo Josh.
And I'm JBB.
And today we're just doing a little show to kind of smooth the transition between the audio podcast that we all love and switching over to Pod TV.
So, yep.
So Cryptoflix, what's up first?
First, we're going to do an interview with Fumo Jive and JBB. Okay, so let's get that started. Fumo, when you started Partacular back in the early days, did you expect it to become this popular and successful?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. When I started, I was mostly expecting to just kind of like do something to give back to the Halo community, get back to podcasting. And really, I never thought I'd have more than maybe 10 or so listeners, honestly. Was pretty amazed that it took off, with a vengeance. It just went nuts. But that just goes to show how much the Halo community is there to support, the rest of the community and just make things happen. So, you know, it was just super cool. A lot of people really got involved and took ownership in the podcast.
Cool.
Yeah. What have you both enjoyed the most about Podtacular?
Well, I'd have to say, of course, meeting everybody that participated in the website or in events such as, you know, the seasonal tournaments and stuff. I do have to mention the fact that me and Fumo Jive went to Seattle for the Halo 3 Community Day launch party. And, you know, there was one point where me and him, like, looked at each other like, wow, we really, you know, this is real indication of how far the community and the podcast came.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge accomplishment for both of us.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
What is the main thing you've got out of Podtacular, apart from a free Xbox, Fumo?
Two free Xboxes.
Xboxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty sweet deal. Well, for me, the main thing was just meeting a lot of really great people, you know, like you guys, for instance, but, you know, just met a lot of really awesome people that are just wanting to kind of get back and just, you know, just help out the community without, you know, without like the promise of like making a lot of money or being a superstar or anything, but really just wanted to help people out. And that's just cool being able to meet people like that and being able to add some real friends to my friends list, you know, cool thing.
Yep.
Special effects. I lost my place on this question thing here. Okay. Has it been worthwhile spending the last 3 years of your lives dedicated to this project? Has it really been 3 years?
I'll let you go first, Homo.
Okay. It's been worthwhile. It's been a lot of work, no doubt. But I think, the things that I've been able to experience and the people I've been able to meet, you know, for that, it's definitely been worthwhile.
Yeah, it's funny because when people say, wow, you've done this for a while, how does your wife put up with it? You know, I looked at her and I'm like, wow, you know, you actually did have to go through the same things I had to go through. And, of course, if it wasn't for her support, you know, I wouldn't have last this long. I mean, I'm still going, but, you know, it's definitely, you definitely need the support of your spouse, your family in order to, do it for as long as we have been doing it.
Cool. I remember in the first episode, first ever episode of the podcast, you was talking about either you wanted to make a Halo podcast or a Christian podcast. Given the chance, would you go back and, change your mind?
Not really. The reason for that is because, I think just, I mean, this is getting a little different subject, but I think with Podtacular, we've been able to reach so many people in a positive way, you know, it's, especially like on that level, like when it went over to, when we brought up Godtacular and when Chucky really got that to where it was really, you know, that's really been able to reach a lot of people, you know, and, you know, even outside of that, just helping people to make friends in Halo that are, like, cool people and not, like a bunch of jerks that you get sometimes in the general Halo population. Just having, creating an environment where people can do that and just hang out with people and just be good friends and stuff. And a lot of people have made, a lot of people made lifelong friends in at Pontac here. And so, you know, that I don't really regret, and I don't think I would change it if I went back, because I don't think I would have nearly as much effect, if I started an overtly Christian podcast.
Who do you guys miss most from the community?
I have to say I'm going to miss Nene. I never got to know you, Nene.
The infamous.
Oh, I miss the squirrel bit.
Ah. Well, I'm going to get
you. He was always so nice to me.
No.
Oh, thanks.
Will you guys still be active on the forums of Podtacular?
Yeah. I know we'll both be. I mean, I'll be probably more so in the forums, because I'll have more of an opportunity to. But I think the bigger thing is that I'll be more of a gamer, because yeah, I don't have time to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, same here. I'm actually getting back to gaming more often. And of course, I still go to the forums and everything and interact with everybody. So I'll definitely still be around.
Cool. Would you be interested in coming back and doing the shows now and again?
Which ones?
Like as guest host on some of the shows? We don't know yet.
Oh, you mean Pod TV?
Yeah.
No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. I just need my own trailer, because, you know, I'm going to be doing acting, you know.
I need my
imported water.
Wow.
And I need my squirrel
and gummy bears. There has to be a large bowl of gummy bears available.
The same color too.
I have to have my WrestleMania intro with fireworks. Aww. And and like some like thrash metal playing in the background of the enter and videos and all that stuff.
And yeah, a squirrel belt that you can hold up. Like, raw.
And a midget to come in with me.
Oh, yeah. On a leash.
A leash. Gosh.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle.
I got to see that little guy at WrestleMania, man. That was pretty funny.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
My friend, when he went with me, he was like, man, I want one of those. I'm like, oh, he's not like a midget.
Oh, that's wrong.
I know, man. So degrading.
Too bad they can't let you just the height of your Spartan. It'd be plenty of midgets. Mini Spartans running around.
Wow.
Okay, so now that we lost the mob, and we've repleted this several times, we're going to tell you a little bit about what the new lineup's going to be that we have planned. Of course, this is always subject to change. We might add in some new things for you guys if you request it. What we have planned right now is we're going to have three main episodes that rotate through, and those will come out about every 2 weeks. And then we'll ask for submissions on every Monday after the last episode came out, and then we'll close submissions the day before we go to record for the next episode.
Okay, one of the shows we'll be doing is a campaign show where users can submit campaign tips and tricks, like how to get past a certain spot on a level, how to pick up the skulls on that level. The skull show will be continuing as normal, so got to keep that up. And we'll, yeah, that's it. Really.
And then episode 2 will be custom games and Tales from the Foxhole. Of course, there'll be custom games and, of course, Tales from the Foxholes and screenshots.
Nice. Well, episode 3 is going to be the multiplayer tips and tricks, which consists of multiplayer tips and tricks.
we will be putting like MLG games in there as well, things like that, just like community games, we'll chuck them in there as well.
Oh.
Good deal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet to see this transition into a user submission kind of show, too, where people can send in their own stuff and everything else. So.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Interesting seeing all the tales from the foxhole we're going to get.
Yeah.
So how are people going to be able to submit stuff for the show?
Pretty much the same way they do now, by using the submission button, but like putting a link to their file share or just emailing them directly to the email.
Cool. We prefer if you video clips, if you send them in using Halo 3, just put in your file share and then submit it through our form and with the big green button and we'll get it.
Also, make sure you cut them up first because we don't want to be having to do that for you. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yes, we don't. Yeah. We're not gonna. If you send us a half-hour clip, we're gonna just skip it because, you know, we're not. I have a
yeah, it's at the very end.
Jobs and, yeah. Two jobs and a fiance. Not looking to spend that much time.
Oh,
great! Not these guys again. Oh, but it's almost the end of the episode, so. Great having you guys. Yeah. Great having you guys to help launch our part of the thing.
Well, I'm glad to be here, man. You guys are going to do a great job, I'm sure. It's going to be exciting to see this really evolve what Podtacular has come to be. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, wish you the best of luck, and of course you're going to have our support.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
So, any words of wisdom from the old and wise?
Old and wise.
I have words of wisdom for you. Wise men say, man who goes to bed with sleep with itchy butt, wake up with itchy finger.
Wise men say, only fools rush in.
I think we go ahead and kill him.
Ah.
What? Huh?
Ah.
No.
Oh, wrong trigger.
Oh.
Bone dizzled.
Okay. Alright, we hope you enjoyed the first episode of pilot episode of Pod TV. And this is Freak in a Box.
I'm Kurt Flix.
I'm JVB.
I'm Fumo Jive Gunsnot.
And I'm Fumo Jive.
And we'll see you next time. I gotta go kill these guys.
Yeah!
Right, that's it.
What'd you say?
What? I can just tank.
No!
Oh!
I'm Gary Coleman.
Nah.
Gary Coleman, yes? Gary Coleman, I am.
Ooh, bunch of guys.
Yeah, I don't want us to start harmonizing.
You killed him back to me.
Babe, you gotta hear football singing. Not anymore.
It's a chance I've gotta take. Take a look at me now. I wish that I could let you walk away.